Jack Kerouac Dream. He's talking speedily about the evil of the feminine, but he likes it. Oh, bitter tones of the demon feminine. He's in a repressed New England winter room, but oddly, it's like the old whorehouse in Eldora with bats inside the walls. There's peeling wallpaper of gold fleur-de-lis pattern on green on the far side, and his coat of arms, or rather, his mother's arm coat armchair is close by. It looks like a shrunken deer's head, size of a rabbit's foot, with French letters crudely scrawled on a wooden plaque beneath. Et peur, translates is fear, but cognate to, or sounds like, espoir, hope. He's shivering in an old camel's hair coat, smoking Chesterfields, old golds, in front of a raging fire. He's wanting to hunt and gather, he says, but it's too cold. Where can we go to forage now that all the skies are broken? I am thinking, if only I were born earlier, I could love him, take care of him. Close to his face now, I see its raging corpuscles in the dancing firelight. Intricate aborigine designs tattooed on a remarkably pristine visage. It's adrift, flesh and bone, mortification, deadpan, life's a rake field, he mumbles. I'm part of a Buddhist plot to get him to be reborn, to liberate all sentient beings. I'm inviting him to give a reading at the Academy of the Meticulous Future. But what may I offer? I tried calling, your phone was dead, was why I came. He's off somewhere else now, his eyes moist and glassy.